This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Had a victory late last week when the House passed his initiative to end some practices health insurance companies use to control the amount and cost of health care services patients receive. The initiative targets practices insurance companies use to hold down costs by either denying claims or steering patients toward lower cost options. More at NowDecatur.com.
Another big pro-Palestinian protest on a college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's at Yale University this morning. Hundreds of students angry over Israel's war in Gaza, demonstrating in New Haven, Connecticut. Fox's Madeline Rivera reports.
Cops arriving at the school, blocking up entrances to a plaza at the New Haven campus. Here's that police officer warning protesters they will be arrested if they don't clear out.
No one will stop you from leaving. If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
Editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press was covering the protest when she was suddenly surrounded by demonstrators. She told the New York Post she was stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag.
Now, the anti-Israeli anger is still simmering at Columbia University days after New York City police broke up an encampment, making more than 100 arrests. The university's president said all classes will be virtual today, trying to de-escalate the situation. Andrew Parker Stein is a Columbia student and just told Fox he no longer feels safe.
I promised myself after Saturday night, after our group was attacked by a mob of pro-Hamas supporters, that I'm not stepping on campus while this is happening. And I don't know what that means for finals. I don't know what that means for the rest of the semester.
Now, the Jewish holiday of Passover starts today. President Biden put out a statement saying we must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism. Former President Trump's on his way to New York court for the start of his first criminal trial this morning.
We will hear the case against Donald Trump today. And we will hear the case for him as opening arguments begin in this historic and sensational trial.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse.
The former president, when he arrives or leaves, he makes statements. Today we expect no difference. He will likely continue to harshly attack this case.
He's charged with falsifying records and 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. The search continues in Chicago for a cop killer. Whoever shot Officer Luis Huesca on his way home from his shift early yesterday morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage at some U.S. college campuses, the head of Israeli intelligence has resigned for the failure to prevent what Major General Aaron Oliva calls a black day, the deadly Hamas terror attack that triggered the war in Gaza. He says he'll carry the horrible pain of the war with him forever. The U.S. is getting ready to send more military aid to Israel and Taiwan, and $61 billion worth of long-delayed support to Ukraine to help battle Russia's invasion. The House approved it over the weekend to the dismay of some Republicans who oppose additional Ukraine funding and are angry the House Speaker allowed the vote.
The Senate will vote this week on a $95 billion foreign aid in national security package, sending assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Some Republicans have been furious with House Speaker Mike Johnson and are calling for him to resign. Indiana's Victoria Spartz isn't one of them, but also isn't holding back her opinion of the Speaker.
I think he's doing a terrible job.
Much of the frustration comes from the price tag and the lack of southern border security measures in the bill, but allies of the Speaker are firing back. Kentucky's Andy Barr accusing hardliners of preventing border security from being attached because of their refusal to support Ukraine aid. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
That foreign aid bill also includes a revised TikTok provision that could lead to the social media app being banned in the U.S. if TikTok does not cut ties with its Chinese parent company ByteDance. On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell this hour. A bad boy of rock and roll going into the Hall of Fame.
I'm going!
joining Ozzy Osbourne in the Hall of Fame for rock and roll, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Dave Matthews Band, Jimmy Buffett, along with also some non-rock performers like Kool and the Gang, A Tribe Called West, Mary J. Blige, Dionne Warwick, and Cher. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Millikan University is excited to announce a new transfer partnership with Richland Community College. This new partnership provides a seamless transfer process between Richland and Millikan. Richland graduates will receive an automatic acceptance to Millikan and benefit from having 100% of their university studies requirements met, allowing them to complete their Millikan bachelor's degree in just 2 years. Richland Community College students can learn more and submit their free application for admission at millikan.edu/RCC.
The Making Johnny Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rule King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th. Kansas City, what that woman been doing to me. Hurting your love. Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
All right, looks nice out there.
Yeah, this morning started off a little bit of frost. It's going to be sunny today, high of 66. Tonight, slight chance of overnight showers, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Tuesday, showers, high of 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 60 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We've got a lot to get to here today. Dr. Juanita Morris is in studios. Got a Cardinals tickets giveaway courtesy of First Mid. Preview the show ahead of the week at the Children's Museum. Going to be a lot of fun. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I saw a story about a home security camera that pelts people with paintballs.
Ooh, I want it.
I do too.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be amazing. Nick must not be feeling it. He didn't chime in.
I don't know, man.
What?
That would be amazing.
It'd be cool, but I think
shoot down a porch pirate.
Right. Or yeah. Just a guy coming there with your package or, hey, I got some of your mail from down the street.
You don't shoot everybody.
Well, you wouldn't. Pelleting. I wouldn't. There will be people that'll be ringing up anybody.
That's worth the investment.
I always, those kind of things are interesting to me. It's like, okay, so. Where can we go with the home security arena?
Well, there's the guy that does the glitter bombs and like leaves stuff on porches intentionally and it goes back and blows up.
Yeah.
Like it gets them all painted and all glittery. I mean, that's a thing that's pretty rampant.
All right.
That's interesting.
There's so much weirdness in the world. There truly is. All right. Let's talk about programs under the Institute.
Yes.
The most, to me, the one that should be celebrated the most is what you're doing with these CNAs. And
I thought you were going to say interns.
Well, interns too. I'm just saying in this area, you are moving a needle that has been expressed as very hard to move, right?
Sure. Yeah.
We've got these gigantic shortages in employment through healthcare, and particularly going down the road of the nursing field and getting into that. You have been able to bat 1,000 with young kids, many of whom probably most people would say no or too much effort or not enough, whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And you've been able to take it and basically multiply every year the number of people doing it in a condensed amount of time.
6 weeks.
And these kids are going back, most of them, you know, to their senior year in high school, already having a leg up over everybody if this is the field they want to go into.
Yeah. Super excited.
It's just great.
It really is. And I think last year, at the end of last year with the Fierce 14, it finally said, I finally thought, oh, okay, so this might be a thing then. But it's really exciting. 6 weeks during the summer. Every summer we have a residential CNA program. And year one, it was 7. Year two, it was the talented 10. Summer three, it was the fierce 14. Summer four, we're looking at 24 and 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have to like fit? I mean, is that how you pick the numbers? Because it sounds very Apollo Creed like. Like you can say it in a like the master of disaster.
Well, every year they have a name and an identity and a connection.
You
just,
but you use the number then to come up with the name. But
I do.
24 students.
Right. Yeah. We 24 and 24.
Okay. That's amazing.
Though.
I mean,
scary.
To go from 7 to 24.
Yeah.
But it works. The people that thought maybe it was too expedited or, you know, you couldn't do this in the condensed, amount of time. That's all been proven to be wrong. I mean, yes, you can. And these young women, and not always young women.
We have one young man this year.
Are getting a career path open to them that if they just stick to it, can take them anywhere.
Yeah, and so we've built a model, right? And the intent of the model is really to connect our, which is the intent and the mission of the Institute, is to connect our kids to civic-related careers is really what we want to do. And this model was very, very different. And you're right, folks, that it's not going to work. It's crazy. It's not long enough. But we connect them to so many pieces, places, and things in healthcare. And so we will be at Memorial in Springfield. We will be at DMH. We'll be at HSHS. We will be everywhere doing all healthcare stuff for a matter of 6 weeks. And then the byproduct of that is completing the class, clinical, and exam.
Now, last year there were adults involved too, right?
Not during the summer, but during, I think, the spring we had an adult program. I think we had five or six.
Yeah,
we had five from the evening time program during the spring. And right now we actually have an evening program that I think has 7 in it.
Right.
Maybe.
And so, you know, I'm just looking at our site, you know, and the literally hiring events, you know, looking for CNAs, you know, looking for, you know, and then this comes in and it doesn't have to stop there. You know, the CNA is opening the door.
It is, and they are off doing other things. Some of them are still in our community attending Milliken in the nursing program. I know a lot of them are at college. They're still in healthcare. But really, it's make sure that they are self-sufficient, right? We talk about Alice families and individuals and stars, but they should be able to work and take care of themselves anywhere in this world. And then you do that and you couple that with college. Let's reduce the amount of debt that we owe because you can work part-time in healthcare while you're in college.
Right.
So it's definitely intentionally built, but we have to build them up too. So
well, and you're doing that.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
All right. So that will take place. What else will be happening over the summer?
Yeah. So that will take place this summer. Our interns are being placed now, and this year was probably the largest year. I think we have about 40 plus applicants for the intern program.
How does that compare to like year one?
Year one, we probably had 3 or 4.
Okay. So
yeah, summer one
exponentially growing as well.
Yep. And in the budget for the budget for both of them is I'm gonna have to brace myself. CNAs, it'll cost us $200,000 for 24 CNAs over 6 weeks. So that's about $33,000 a week.
Yeah, but you think about I know, but that's how things get done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you got to invest.
Yes.
And you have to invest what it takes. And all too often, I think, just in the educational system, not speaking specifically here, but just everywhere, it's about what the budget will allow rather than what actually gets results.
And so we push the budget and then we pray for dollars to come in, which is really typically what happens. Our community supports. Intern is the same way. I think the budget, we probably budgeted for 5 maybe in the original request, and now we are this summer we'll probably be at 25 or 30 interns. And so for me, that is skill development, right? That is where they have the opportunity to connect with our community in unlike unseen ways, generate some income for themselves, and then we require that they are with us for professional development and financial literacy every week for 8
weeks. That's attached to the hours as an intern.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And why, I mean, I know on the surface why that's important, but why are you so passionate about that particular part of this?
Because we have to train them, right, in terms of how do we have conversations around dollars? How are we spending our money? And again, it goes back to if you're going to college, debt, let's figure out how to eliminate or reduce debt by making sure we are aware of the dollars coming in. Some of us are Alice families and Stars families and living below the poverty line, not because we're not able to make enough, but because we're not sure how to manage the resources that we have. Sometimes it's as simple as that. And so we want to start having conversations with our young folks at 16 and 17 who have the ability to make $3,000 to $4,000 over 2 months. Tell your money where to go and let's have those conversations.
All right.
Yeah.
What's new for the summer?
Public safety is expanding.
Okay.
Right. And so that's a huge deal for us. Public safety is the month of June, and we anticipate last summer we piloted with 7. We anticipate having between 20 and 30 students.
That's
this
a big
summer.
Jump.
Yes. So that's going to require some more structure and programming. We will be at a CSI crime scene camp over at University of Illinois at Springfield. We will also have a journalism camp this summer that we will take students to. We'll take 10 students to. And then we also have one for sure, possibly 2 students who are interning in D.C. So that's pretty cool.
And that's with Congresswoman Budzinski. Okay. Mm-hmm.
One of our interns will be in her office for the summer for the month of June and July working.
In D.C.?
In D.C.
That's great.
It is. This is our first intern outside of our community.
Yeah, but think about that. I mean, you know, not that there's, you know, McCletsey's pretty impressive, but,
yes.
You know, Washington, D.C., showing up there every day, that's unbelievable.
So what it's really interesting because she was our intern in year 1 or 2, and she interned with the city of Decatur. Now she's over at the Capitol in Springfield interning her spring semester of college. And then so she'll have state, local, and then now she'll have national experience.
That's amazing.
I know. I'm super excited for her.
I'm jealous.
Well, there's that. And we have 4 new college scholars that are graduating. So that's a pretty big deal.
I know the work is overwhelming. I get that.
A little bit.
But do you ever just sit back and go, look what we've done?
I will after probably next summer after we have piloted and we have a better grasp on the public safety one because it's growing.
Oh yeah, and it was incredible last year.
It was incredible.
I mean, the experience those kids got. This wasn't sort of like, oh, we sit in the classroom and they come in and they talk to us. I mean, this was hands-on. I mean, they were rappelling and firefighting and I mean, it was amazing.
One will intern with the fire department all summer this summer.
Oh, that's great.
Because he's interested in fire science. So, yeah, I'm excited for them. I really am.
All right. Man, see? You're just what I need on a Monday morning.
Monday is happy.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, it's a happy day.
Optimistic. It's amazing what optimism can do.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also amazing in what believing in people can do. And I think that all the arguments that happen in life are built up around myth and innuendo and perceptions. And we spend all of our time, and I shouldn't say all because there's different, you know, I think Congressman Budzinski is fantastic, you know, but our politicians spend all our time telling each other why we should all be afraid of each other and why we all should be divided. And then we sit around and we go, why come we can't get stuff done?
Yeah.
Like, well, no one's pulling in the same direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
And so we got a lot of bureaucracy, which provides its own sort of, you know, that inertia causes, you know, even if it's not bad intent. It's not productive for results.
Yeah.
So it is swimming upstream a lot of the time. And I just want to applaud you for doing that heavy swimming. You're like Michael Phelps or Katie Ledecky. No, seriously, because that grinds you down. Yeah. Even if it's not mean-spirited or ugly politics, it's just this big kind of, we don't move. The ship's too big. It doesn't turn. And that can be exhausting.
It is. But we have, and I am unbelievably, and I'll say blessed, but definitely lucky to be in a position to create, right? Like, we talk a lot about art and creative and those kinds of things. This is my art. I get to create and develop new approaches to different things and try to impact and change and save lives. Like, that's it. That's all it is how do we develop and create for this community? And I think we should all be doing that, in particular in workforce and in education after COVID. We should all be doing that. And granted, we're not, but we should be.
Yeah. But we're getting better.
We are. We absolutely are.
Thanks to you. No, don't do that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. You know that.
Yep.
And sometimes
you're stuck with me.
Well, okay.
So sorry.
I'll take that. I don't feel like I'm stuck with anything. I always think about, if the zombie apocalypse comes, who do I want on my team?
We got a pretty tight team.
We're winners.
We're coming out paintball shooting, right?
Want winners, right?
Yeah.
I know it takes a Herculean effort to do and to swim against the stream, and I'm not trying to be overly. I'm just telling you I appreciate it, and the community appreciates you, and you're getting the results, and can't wait for this summer, and it's been rewarding for us as a company to be a part of your program. I mean, I've seen that end of it now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been good
it's
for
huge.
Us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're happy to always try to be part of the solution, but I felt like we got as much out of that as we gave.
They're so connected to media and to you and Lindsay that it's unbelievable, which is good for them, and it's good for us, and it's good for our community and the work that we do.
I just think it's we all live in our own bubbles, right? I mean, whether we choose to or not, it's just part of life. People you work with, the people you live next to, your family, your yeah. friendship circles. And you just forget that there's, people that don't experience the community the same way you do. And it's not that they can't. It's just that they don't. And that was the most rewarding thing, was the pride they learned about their own community they live in, just being able to see all these great things and be a part of all these things that would not have entered their circle.
Ever. Like, and I think for me with the
Institute. And the same thing in reverse, too, by the way.
But that is the most beautiful thing about the Institute. Our thing is we engage with community. And because our students and our participants are able to engage in a very different way, the outcomes and the perceptions of community is very different for them. And so I'm thankful and appreciative that this community supports and show up, whether it's placing an intern, whether it's, taking a tour, whatever it is, our community has shown up for this program.
All right. We got to figure out a way to get the Washington, D.C. intern story to the people, like something.
Yep. You just got to tell me what I need to
do. I don't know. I need to think about that, because that's going to happen way off site, but people need to see that experience.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. Dr. J, thank you.
Good to see y'all. Missed y'all.
Great to see you. We'll see you again on Thursday.
Yes.
See what happens when you miss a week. We just go, no, we got to double down twice. From the Children's Museum, here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a little frost this morning. This could be sunny, high of 66. Tonight, slight chance of overnight showers, mostly cloudy, low around 49. For Tuesday, showers, high of 60, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 60 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:23.
Affordable Dentures and Implants Practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
At BC Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. UC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hey ladies, get ready for a night of fun and golf. Join us at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th for Playing 5 to 9, the ultimate ladies' night out. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy 18 holes of mini golf with some exciting perks along the way. Get ready for surprises, vendors, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes, making your mini golf experience even more enjoyable. Don't miss Playing 5 to 9 at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th. The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. It's Earth Day today. Do we get more about that now or less about that now?
Probably a little more. There's kids out of school in some places because of Earth Day.
What do you mean?
Some kids are straight up not in school. The idea would be that...
Like here locally?
I know at least in Champaign, and I've seen stories across the United States, not all schools, but some, with the opportunity to go out and pick up trash or plant trees or do something environment to actually focus on a day of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say a little bit more.
It's hard for me to tell just because there's so many, you know, so many filters. Whereas before, you know, when there was less, it was like, you know, things got more focused or kept, it seemed like it wasn't as splintered information-wise. Sure. Because in some weird ways, the more access we have, the more diluted it gets. Yeah. You would think it'd be the opposite, but it is. And the whole idea of having like a day, like seems sort of quaint, like 1970 when this whole thing started, like having a day once a year.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is to raise awareness and then maybe your lifestyle changes in a way.
Right. But I think so much has changed since in a lot of areas since 1970 that it's more 365 thing than it is the one day, you know, a year, which is good news. I mean, there's progress.
Yeah.
Earth Day was started April 22nd, 1970. So I was 4 years old when we started sort of, hey, by the way, we should be paying attention to this.
It might be time, everyone, to take care of this place. Right.
Yeah. So there you have it. I know there's some things going on. I know that ADM and the Community Foundation are out of Warrensburg this morning for a gardening project that's taking place. We'll have a story up about that on nowdecatur.com. So there are kids, to your point, you know, actually out doing some work.
Yeah, day of action for a lot of companies or schools, students,
yeah.
Organizations. Yeah.
I just didn't want to not mention it, even though I feel like the whole name a month, name a day thing has been kind of overdone, you know, because it will share the day with like, you know, National Blueberry Pie Day or whatever, with 1,400 other things every single day of the year. But it is worth mentioning. So do your part. When we get back on the other side of the news break here, there's several things I want to get to, including what happened in the House over the weekend. And this is historic. We haven't seen anything bipartisan in a long, long time. It's also not coming, you know, without headaches and the threat of vacating another speaker.
Yep.
And there's been some pretty stunning condemnation of that behavior from the GOP about the GOP, which I will share with you as well. But what does it mean for literally Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and TikTok? which is now on the clock. If this is approved by the Senate, which most people think it will be, although the Senate hasn't brought it forward now because it's attached to all this, they're going to have to deal with it. And if it's voted through the Senate, then they're going to have 1 year. 1 year to do what the Congress is requiring, or TikTok will be banned in America. Tell you what all that means on the other side of the bottom of the hour stories and news. You're listening to Byers and Company. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Illinois kangaroo owners are one step closer to having to surrender their marsupials as the House has passed a bill to criminalize kangaroo possession. That was one of more than 300 bills to clear that chamber last week. Another measure that passed the House would require the State Board of Education to provide professional development to teachers regarding climate change curriculum. And in the Senate, a bill that would outlaw the creation and sharing of child porn made using AI unanimously advanced. ADM volunteers have teamed up with Habitat for Humanity to help with renovation efforts at Habitat's home on East Johns Avenue. The ADM volunteers reglazed windows, worked on flooring, and helped with bathroom renovations. The project was part of ADM's efforts to assist revitalization efforts in Decatur. Check out the photos at nowdecatur.com. And then check out more stories, podcasts, and videos also at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is back in court for opening statements at his criminal trial in New York City. Fox's Eric Schoen.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He says the former president tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential race by paying off Stormy Daniels to hide their alleged affair, and part of a plan that paid off Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to hide their alleged affair, too. Also, American voters would not find out about the sex scandals.
Trump attorneys argue these were legitimate legal expenses. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a case about homelessness.
The case involves laws that officials in Grants Pass, Oregon enacted, allowing them to punish homeless people for sleeping in public places. City officials, including in San Francisco, submitting their own briefs, asking the court to clarify how officials can respond to encampments.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Stocks are higher to start the day and the week on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. For spring projects of all sizes, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 10% off Carlstar specialty tires or Laren inner tubes. Save $20 on select Hopkins brake controllers. 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil start at $22.99 after $5 rebate. And 5 gallons of Mystic diesel oil, $49.99 after $20 rebate. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast. Today we have some early frost, then sunny, high of 66. Tonight, slight chance of overnight showers, mostly cloudy, and a low of 49. For Tuesday, showers, a high of 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 60 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 46 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Decatur. So were you surprised that the Speaker of the House was able to work across party lines, pull enough Republican support to get this vote over the weekend?
You know, I am surprised to a degree, but I've been watching this kind of, you know, formulate or form together, and we're seeing people pulling in different directions, but uniquely also pulling in the same direction. Until it happened, I would say I wasn't expecting it to. I would have thought it would, but I know I'm kind of dancing around it. But yeah, I was surprised because it actually did happen. How about you?
Yes. This is the first time in a long time that I've seen any integrity out of leadership in Washington, D.C. on the GOP side. And I don't mean that like across the board, everyone, just in the House in particular. You know, we've been through this disaster of ousting McCarthy and they couldn't get anybody in. This guy comes in. I don't know anything about him. I don't think anybody else did either. But the fact that he would take on the MAGA right on this, what now lovingly referred to as as Moscow Marjorie, Taylor Greene, who voted against all of these, every single one of them. Mary Miller voted for Israel and Taiwan, but not Ukraine. The fact that he decided to take them on when they clearly have threatened to take him out for what is best for not only America, but our partners in democracy across the globe, I thought, good for him.
Yeah, I had the same feeling.
That I didn't know whether he had that in him or not.
He's kind of a unique, in what I've read of him, he's very polarizing on some topics. And then at other times, he's like, he goes very principled.
At least pragmatic.
Yeah. And even like during the State of the Union address, like his selection, because he was on display the whole time, his selection of how he chose to cheer and not cheer, clap and stand up.
Mm-hmm.
He went out on a ledge on a couple times where he didn't have to, but he's like, hey, this, we support these people. I will applaud that.
Yeah, because for too long now, and there's members, you know, AOC, you know, who voted against all of this, you know, on the left as well, that they no longer, you know, it used to be in this country, the perception at least was that our disagreements end at the border's edge, meaning that we can fight internally about how we do things here, but protecting America at large should be a bipartisan thing. Doing what's right in the world to protect democracy, right? Doing what's right in the world to that used to sort of like end at the shore. And that hasn't been that way for a very long time.
No.
And then you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's absolutely entitled to whatever. I mean, she's an elected official. She can do whatever she wants to do as long as she's elected by the people she represents in Georgia. That's all, you know. But she represents 160,000 people in this country.
Fraction of a fraction.
Right.
Yep.
And I don't think she's smart enough to think her way out of a wet paper bag. Just my opinion that goes along with all of her opinions. The idea that you want foreign aid or our standing in the world or abandoning our partners in democracy or whatever it might be, driven largely by her and a handful of loons, I think is insane. But yet the Republican Party for the last couple of years seems to be, well, we got to suck it up and do whatever we have to do because we don't want to anger these people, this crowd that we've built. So I will give him a lot of credit.
Yeah. Moving things along, getting something done.
Yeah. And literally, I saw some of the Republican reaction, and you're seeing in greater numbers people just quitting. And when asked why they're quitting, it's just, we can't get anything done. I mean, this is just chaos. It's an embarrassment. What I've been trying to say for 3-4 years and people just go, oh, why are you? It's like, no, you can't see it because you're too close to it. But you've turned this over to people who are not qualified, who live for raising the money and doing controversial tweets. And I mean, they're not about governing at all. So you can look at the individual votes, and then, of course, this TikTok thing comes into play, and it will go to the Senate. Senate has not wanted to touch the TikTok thing. And this is what I don't understand. You're against spending money somewhere else to defend democracy, but you're against keeping China out of... I don't even know how they reconcile the two ideas.
And I understand why they are being talked about at the same time. I totally get the function of it. But also, why is one tied to the other?
Well, because this is where China comes into play in the larger thing. Some of this money is going literally to Taiwan because Russia and China and Iran, I mean, these nations are acting together in concerted ways around the world. It's all connected. And at the same time that we're trying to literally protect our friends and partners in the world, we've let a Chinese-owned company come in, and not only the privacy issues, but the misinformation, the election, you know, tampering, all of the stuff. It just doesn't make any sense that you're worried about physical protection, but we're just letting this happen without any controls whatsoever.
Right. But the barrier on this one is if you pass it off to somebody who lives over here or whatever, we're totally back okay with it.
It is not a perfect, I think that the horse is out of the barn. I'm not even arguing for it. I'm just telling you, 4 years ago when I sat, maybe 3 years ago, in front of the special agent in charge FBI Springfield office at the FBI Citizens Academy, he said that in the FBI's world, the most dangerous thing we had in our lives was TikTok. And that was, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
So you can agree with that or disagree with that. I'm not arguing the argument. I'm just saying if national security and what Russia and China and Iran are trying to do physically in places and then also mess with elections and democracy and misinformation, it is all, I think, tied into the potential of national security of the United States of America. Whether it fits or not with this, they wanted this through him getting that on there to be able to get this.
That's
to go
why
through.
I said I understood the mechanism of it. But I mean, like,
that's the way Washington. I know
we should just be able to go, hey, do we want to do this thing? OK, cool. We don't need to. Well, I guess.
They actually did, though, was put it into four separate parts so that you could get a yes vote on this, even though somebody was adamantly against that.
I do appreciate that.
It's not perfect. Right. No, it's like watching the sausage get made.
Yeah, that's better.
But I thought the guy showed a lot of backbone.
Yeah.
I mean, here, this was Moscow Marjorie. By the way, that's not mine.
Did you see that newspaper cover? That it was the, which one that has her with the wool cap and everything? Was the New York Post?
Oh, maybe. It sounds like
that's
New York
where it's
Post.
All coming from.
But literally her comment on X was, Mike Johnson's House of Representatives so proud to work for Ukraine, not the American people. It's despicable. And if that's who you want to turn the party over to, which you have, you let her come in and interfere with the votes of Central Illinois to get rid of Rodney Davis, who wasn't MAGA enough for you. This is what you're stuck with. I was proud to see Republicans stand up to that and somebody finally go, this woman should not be running what's good for national security to our country. She represents 160,000 people in Georgia. And I think, quite frankly, there's some grown-ups that either are quitting or are just tired of the circus and being made to look like idiots. And you think after this last thing with McCarthy, I mean, that they would have, like, not going there again. But that's exactly what her and Matt Gaetz and some of these people want. And I think, finally, there's some grown-ups that are going, all right, enough is enough. Maybe.
At least here.
This weekend, that was
happened.
The case.
I mean, both sides work together on something.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look at the in vote, what was it?
14 against.
Well, there were four different. It was 311 to 112.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. When you aggregate them all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is more complicated than that, but just for the sake of numbers.
Sure.
And, you know, do we have problems at home? Yes, we do. I don't understand why it's an either or question. I think this is a political trick that the politicians have learned to get people to stay mad at each other. It's like, if you're doing this, you can't do that. You got to do it all.
And part of the problem, and I think this is a big part of the problem, is not always just malice, but I think that the understanding of, like, I can look outside a window and see a crime, or I can see streets and all over the gas pump or whatever. I don't know where Israel is. I don't know who those people are over there in Palestine. I don't know what's going on in the Ukraine. And so there's a lot of like, I don't fully understand.
Yep.
And so it's, or even the internet with surveillance or TikTok right. or whatever. And that, so you and, just
and
don't
then
know.
That's why the TikTok stuff is so dangerous, because if you've just got a passing understanding of this stuff and you're constantly being fed misinformation to make you think the way, I mean, that's the danger of that.
Oh, yeah. And
it's
and,
not necessarily, I mean, you know, the one guy just flat out said, it isn't going to change much, but at least if people have to put a little work into going to find accurate information, you know, they're not just getting spoon fed stuff on a thing they're on 8 hours a day.
Yeah. And as someone who has talked openly and a lot about we need to reform the internet and safety and most of, the, you know, the horses are well out of the barn.
Yes.
The idea that TikTok could get passed, using the word Chinese government helps get that one going. Now we need to look elsewhere, but that one helped get that one moving forward.
Well, I think at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, you know, is Russia our ally? I mean, are they doing in their world what they're doing because they want to help us? Is China, you know, Iran? I mean, they're not.
No, but while Russia doesn't own Facebook or TikTok or Twitter or any of this other stuff, their roots are. We can't wrap it in a ball TikTok.
You're right.
And I
are not far apart on this whole issue.
Actually, I think we agree entirely.
Yeah. But I was stunned at some of the Republicans' remarks. Representative Tony Gonzalez, who is a Texas Republican.
Not the football player.
No.
Not my guy.
Literally went on TV and said the following. He voted for the foreign aid package. He said, when asked if the Johnson would survive as leader, he said he will survive. He then responded, he said, the House is as rough and a rowdy place. And then he added that it's his absolute honor to be in Congress and mentioned, this is his quote exactly, I serve with some real scumbags. Talking about some of his fellow GOP congressmen.
While also saying it's an honor. You know, like I'm putting up with this because I'm honored to do so. I respect that.
Yeah. I serve with some real scumbags.
Hijacking your efforts, undercutting you at votes or
yep.
with all the games.
Bob Good endorsed my opponent, who was a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around in white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. That's strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for all of you that complain about whatever I've had to say about the Republican Party as it exists today, we saw a little bit this weekend of what it used to be about. And getting above these handful of people and their threats. I mean, I don't know anyone that even in private would tell you that we need to build our national security around Moscow March. Hey, look.
Space lasers.
I mean, come on. I know. And the grown-ups won the fight this weekend. We'll take a break. When we get back here, other stuff from around the world, less serious but more fun, including the Paris Olympics. I was reading a story. I hope this isn't true.
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well,
I saw a couple good ones.
I'm sure there will be good ones. A
couple little nuggets that are worth sharing.
But there's also things that, you know, are predicted ahead of time or ahead of these games, and people go, oh, it can't be that bad. And yes, it ends up being that bad. We'll take a break. Back after the marquee coffee break. Stay tuned.
Visit nowdecatur.com for a brand new podcast called Comfortable Conversations about Life and Death. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't take life too seriously? You'll never get out alive. Death is a part of life. But have you ever had to navigate the process after a loved one passes or thought about your own celebration of life? Like, did you know you can't spread your ashes at Disney? Join host Brian Mose and me, Emily Phillips, as we explore out-of-the-box stories and interesting ideas, plus how to have the talk of a lifetime. Brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Home.
Those extra services the other guys charge for? They're just part of what we do at Carpet Weavers every day.
Free expert design advice.
Free pre-measures and estimates. Free samples delivered to your door.
Free lifetime warranties.
We're more than just quality flooring and furniture at the best price. We take care of our customers.
from selection to installation and beyond. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Where floors, furniture,
and family meet.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. For spring projects of all sizes, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like select 50-pound bags of AgriMaster poultry feed, $13.49. 2.5 gallons of Gordon's Weed and Feed fertilizer, $56.99. Save $250 on a 30-inch Cub Cadet rear engine riding mower and a 6-foot square Shelter Logic shed in a box, $139.99. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So Paris has spent like $1.5 billion getting ready for the Olympics, but they're worried about water pollution. And there, I mean, even part of the opening ceremony involves the Seine River. And then you look into the triathlon and the kayak. I mean, all the other stuff. They're saying it's going to be fine. But there's video of just kayak people putting in pantyhose in the water and pulling up plastic, like just this weekend.
Yeah.
And environmental groups are saying fecal matter is like that it's dangerous to even be in the water. And Paris is going, oh, this is great.
Was it Rio that had the same problem?
I believe so.
Yeah. It was bad. I remember that.
So there's the marathon swim, the triathlon, the paratriathlon. They've got a flotilla-based opening ceremony that could be impacted. And if it rains, then all bets are off because it's even worse.
Right.
Now, the French, a charity nature organization, said that the bacteria was far higher in the river than permitted and people shouldn't be in the water at all. As part of an ambitious plan to open up to public swimmers by 2025, after being illegal, by the way, for 100 years because of dangerously high pollution levels. And then they just went, well, we got the Olympics.
We're ready.
Oh, my goodness. They've spent $1.5 billion on altering and upgrading the city's antiquated sewage system, which now includes a 13-million-gallon overflow tank. So they've spent $1.5 billion just on the water.
Right.
For the Olympics and may not be able to use it.
Which is stuff they needed to do anyway.
So well, I'm sure you're happy if you live there. Yes.
Thank you.
In August, the swim portion of a test marathon event was canceled because they will go test, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, you know, I feel bad for the people who are in this arena, meaning you're traveling from all over the world to do this thing you've trained your whole life to do.
Right. Now you got to go swim in that.
And these events aren't as popular as some of the others. I mean, I can't recall ever watching the triathlon portion of an Olympics before. Maybe I have. So we'll see. So the E. coli levels, they did a sample this weekend, NBC News did, with an organization there in France, showed that the E. coli levels were 2.5 times the level considered safe for swimming this weekend.
Running out of time. Can't get all that water safe by the time it's time to go, sure.
I don't. Now, they suggested that in summer when there's more sunlight and there's more water flow and there's, you know, but then all that can change with rain. I mean, it will be a day-by-day thing, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
But can you imagine? Hey, go live your dream. You're going to be, like, literally playing for your country, but the chance of E. coli or some awful, god-awful thing, you know.
Right. And there will be a lot of people that, because they've trained their whole life, will go, and then they end up getting sick, and they probably shouldn't have ever been put in that. They shouldn't have been put in that situation, period.
Yep.
Man. Well, in lighter news.
Yeah, I just thought that was.
I told you a few weeks ago that Peacock is going to show every metal event, kind of like in the what do we call it, the Red Zone.
Yeah.
They also are going to have heart monitors on some of the parents watching their kids compete.
Heart monitors.
Yeah, so you can track on the screen.
That just feels so anxious to me. Why would anyone want to, like, consume that?
Well, because people like
that.
To watch the moms and the dads and the families.
Yeah, but I don't want to feel their angst.
I think it really puts it on display. I think it's a neat addition.
It is interesting. It's outside the box. I'll give you that. I just think it makes me feel uncomfortable thinking about it.
Yeah. Do you like to watch when they go to mom and she's biting her nails and she's up in the seat and she's down, she's up, she's down, she's up. Can't look.
Yeah, but I don't want to know the science behind it. I don't want to see that thing going beep, 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 beep.
Oh, there's nothing better, though, when they punch through and they win. Oh, the glee and the joy of everybody that's there. I love that. That's my favorite part of the Olympics is the hand in the air from everybody, how cool it is to just reach whatever it was you were trying to do. I love it. So exciting.
All right. Well, look, that is different. I mean, that's giving us something we haven't had before. You know, with all the technology, too, comes sort of the I remember the first time they were putting the flags, like, underneath things, like, digitally.
Oh, yeah.
So you could tell who was in what lane.
I love that.
I know,
swimming.
But older people thought they were, like, literally skating over a flag, or they buried a flag in the ice, and how disrespectful that was. So with new technology and new things, takes some getting used to.
Right.
But I'm all for throwing everything at it, right?
Yeah. Snoop Dogg, Red Zone.
That's great. All of it. The Snoop Dogg part's great.
I love it. Peacock's really stepping into their own, and I think they're going to be in great shape come Paris Olympics.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think their coverage is really good.
Okay. My experience is better than it used to be. It's probably my least used, app, but I probably use a lot of it in the Olympics.
Yeah, they've worked out a lot of the kinks. It's really good.
And I liked having it for some of the sports, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how they screwed up those Caitlin Clark jerseys after not learning anything about the Lionel Messi jerseys, like two different companies, right? It's just beyond my comprehension how they couldn't be ready for that.
This was the worst kept secret in months. I mean, she's going number one to Indiana.
Yeah.
Make it work out.
I know. I mean, even if it's just a loss leader that you got to, like, throw away, I mean, why would you not be ready to meet the demand?
I have no idea. But they might also be throttling it a little bit.
Yeah,
not to that level.
What I read, it was like, that they learned nothing from, like, the Messi thing or even the baseball thing and Fanatics in the middle. It's just... I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No, I was listening to, or I was reading about some of the discussion around Caitlin Clark and some of the politics, not in terms of like lawmaking, but just the different things that go into it. Somebody was making the case of how big she is, and some of the teams are moving their games against the Indiana Fever to bigger stadiums, bigger arenas.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a huge, huge impact moment for the sport, and everybody needs to be in their place. And then the WNBA needs to do a great job of marketing all the other stars along the way.
I don't disagree. There's a fascinating piece in the Wall Street Journal, too, about how Nike ended up with the deal against Puma and Under Armour and Adidas, because they were all in the running. But her demand, or her agent, whoever was doing her stuff, was too high for a couple of them. I mean, it was unprecedented numbers, but this was like just as she was starting to set the record.
Before it even heated up?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Nike eventually, they
offered. Can we buy in a little early?
They got a lot of money, and then a signature shoe and all that. But it's an interesting read if you want to know how that marketing works in and around, you know, a college age kid today. It's pretty incredible. And she's a marketing major.
I did know that.
And a 4-point, I mean, she's a smart marketing major.
Right. Wow. That's cool.
And having come up with Tiger Woods and Michael, I mean, you know, she's paving the way, but there were some pioneers before, put some pretty good lessons in. She's going to take advantage of every bit of it. I don't blame her. All right, that's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get them anywhere you get your podcast, including NowDecatur.com. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Army Private First Class Aaron Teifel of Shelbyville, who was severely injured in Iraq in 2007, has received a specially adapted home from 2024 Homes for Our Troops. Teifel's injuries included a spinal cord injury, pelvic fracture, and other internal injuries, and part of his right leg was amputated. In Teifel's previous home, he was not able to use a wheelchair and relied on crutches to get into his home. Aaron's new home has more than 40 major special adaptations, such as widened doorways for wheelchair access and a roll-in shower. Read more at nowdecatur.com. The Decatur Family YMCA won the 2023 Outstanding Business Award during last week's Mount Zion Chamber of Commerce Awards banquet, the President's Award of...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.